This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, October 31st. God's word to you today is by His hands. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 9, verse 18, and it says, "As Jesus was saying this, the leader of a synagogue came and knelt before him. 'My daughter has just died,' he said, 'but you can bring her back to life again if you just come and lay your hand on her.'" Laying on of hands brings healing. Mark 7:32 says, "A deaf man with a speech impediment was brought to him, and the people begged Jesus to lay his hands on the man to heal him." Acts 28, verse 8 and 9 says, "As it happened, Publius's father was very ill with fever and dysentery. Paul went in and prayed for him, and laying his hands on him, he healed him. Then all the other sick people on the island came and were healed." As God lays his hands on us in this season, I pray that everyone will experience healing in Jesus' name. Laying on of hands lifts burdens and destroys yokes, because the anointing of God is released to lift burdens and destroy yokes. Isaiah 10:27 says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." I pray that every burden in your life shall be lifted and every yoke destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Laying on of hands deposits the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 19 verse 6 says, "Then when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in other tongues and prophesied." As the Lord lays his hands on you, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. You will speak with other tongues and prophesy. Acts 8 verses 17 to 20 says, "Then Peter and John laid their hands upon these believers, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given when the apostles laid their hands on people, he offered them money to buy this power. 'Let me have this power too,' he exclaimed, 'so that when I lay my hands on people, they will receive the Holy Spirit.' But Peter replied, 'May your money be destroyed with you, for thinking God's gift can be bought.'" 1 Timothy 4 verse 14 says, "Do not neglect the spiritual gift you have received through the prophecy spoken over you when the elders of the church laid their hands on you." In this season, the gifts of the Holy Spirit will be released upon you. And every gift that is dormant in your life, God will stir up and fan to flame in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I receive by your hands healing, deposits of the gift of the Holy Spirit, lifted burdens and yokes broken. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.